But I'm reading from Esther chapter 4, verse 14. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. The word of God for the people of God.
All right, so we've been going through the book of Esther now. This is our fourth week. In the last two weeks, we did the dramatic readings. If you weren't there for those, you really missed out. We had a lot of fun. Got to see Mark be a really evil Haman and see his rise and fall. We saw Esther and Mordecai and Xerxes and all those other characters. Today, what we're going to do is this is our last time getting into discussion groups. So if you haven't been here for a part of the Esther sermon series, we've been doing things a little bit differently. We've been doing the dramatic readings and then discussing, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to finish with a discussion, and we have two main questions. We finally get to the part where we can talk about what does this mean? What does Esther mean, and what is God saying to us? So those are actually the two questions that we're going to discuss in our groups. What does Esther mean? What meaning do we find in the book of Esther? And what is God saying to us today? So we're going to spend 20 minutes getting into our groups and talking about those two things, answering those two questions. And then at the end, we have about 20 minutes to do that. And then after that, we're going to take about 10 minutes to share with the other groups what we feel like the Holy Spirit is saying to us about what insight we're supposed to take from this book. So we're going to get into our groupings again, and the fun thing about doing this on different Sundays is that there's always a different amount of people, and different people are here, so we're going to try to split up again in a way that makes sense. Online, if you're online, the discussion is going to be in the comments. We really encourage you to stick around and to respond in those comments, and then especially stick around for that last 10 minutes when we get to share with each other, because I'm sure at that point we'll all get insights that we hadn't gotten just in our groups. If you have not been here and you're like, I have no idea what the book of Esther is about, that's all right. You can just listen in your group. Once again, the two questions are, what is the book of Esther mean? What meaning do we take from the book of Esther? And what is God saying to us through the book of Esther? Come back into the sanctuary to come and back and meet in. I'm going to ask each group to share like one or two insights of what we are learning from this book and what God is teaching to us. And if somebody says something and you're like, oh man, that's exactly what my group said, now we have nothing to say. That's actually a good thing, because we want the Holy Spirit to be like saying the same thing to all of us, right? I mean, there's you know, some differences is good, but I believe that the Holy Spirit has a word, a unified word for us as a community. So it's okay if some of us have the same things. But let's go ahead and go with this group here first in the front. Andrew, do you want to share a little bit about what the insights from your group?
A couple of big things we took. One was the courage of Esther in the face of almost certain death, regardless of what she chose to do. Like just the courage that she showed in going to the king. And just how we can take that courage into life. Like there's, in face of many things that we come across in life, to have that courage, knowing that, okay, I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel God is leading me to do this and putting me in this time to go before the king and to plead for the life of my people. And then through the whole book, also just recognizing that it appears that God has timed everything very clearly, and in that timing the characters were not sitting expecting God to take care of everything. They were actually acting on that.
So I was with the Facebook group, and this time we had some conversations, so that was good. So way to go, you guys. There you go. So I think the main thing, and we've already heard this, but it was a very personal question, Do I have the courage that when not maybe just my life, but my position or the way people look at me, when that's on the line, will I stand up, you know, for God, basically? So that was the primary thing that came out.
All right, I'll share for our group here. We talked about one of the, I think, the part that was like most impactful to me that we talked about was this idea that Esther and Mordecai were living in a city and under a government that was not like God ordained necessarily, right? It wasn't like it was the Jewish people, you know, and God was like moving in the Jewish people. This was like in a secular government. And then we talked about how Esther and Mordecai, like it's hard to know what's right when you're in an environment that is so ungodly and where you can't really feel the presence of God. And certainly in the book of Esther, you don't really feel the presence of God, right? He's not even mentioned. And like, how do we know what's the right thing to do in those scenarios? That's like a really relatable problem that we face. But we talked about how, you know, Esther had the guts to do what she felt like, what she thought was right and what was, and she had a lot of integrity in that. And so that was kind of what we took away, that we need to, even in those situations, we need to trust that God is in control and that he is going to work through us, but we have to like act on that. So that's a big thing that we talked about. All right, let's go over to this group.
All right. Well, I think courage is a big word that we've heard. And that was one of the first things we talked about, was Esther's courage in standing up for right, no matter what the cost would be. And what an example that is to us. But then also kind of for us personally to learn to have a broader perspective and not just be fearful about our own lives, you know, as if things get hard or whatever, and be like fearful for the future. And that's something I kind of deal with sometimes. And so to kind of have God's perspective and not just this, like, what's going to happen to me, you know, but God has a plan. He's sovereign. And what part does he have for us to play to look bigger and look beyond ourselves?
Awesome. Our big word was victory, and victory over our circumstances, and specifically from seeing it from a perspective of a woman where she won because of her faithfulness. Even though God was silent, she passed her test because she was faithful and she was humble, and we need to apply that to our lives. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what obstacles we may face, we'll always be victorious as long as we remain faithful and obedient to God.
Okay, we had same of what many of you have come up with about God being in control and somehow provides and how he works in any situation, even when we don't think he's working, he's still working behind the scenes, and that he has a special time for each of us. And in footnotes in my Bible, if somebody wants to have a little fun challenge, there are, I didn't count how many, but there's probably close to 10 different things that were referred to twice in the book of Esther, like two fasts, two feasts, and there's like 10 different things in there that happened twice during that short book. If you want something fun to look through and find.
Talked about that a lot last week too, all those reversals and mirrorings that happened in the book of Esther. All right, last group.
I think the biggest thing, a lot of the same things with other groups, but was one just looking at there's hope because of all the reversals and all the things that even when everything looks like it's falling apart, God still has a way of often taking things and turning them around. Just that hopeful part.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody, for engaging in something that is so different from what we normally do on a Sunday. I just want to point out, I really appreciated that we all, in different groups, we came up with such similar understandings. And I think a big part of that is the Holy Spirit working in each of us. And I want to encourage you, that sort of thing that we've done here in the last few weeks of studying the book of Esther and talking about it with people is not something that you have to wait for the church to organize for you. right? You guys can do that. You can study the scripture on your own and talk about it with people. You can grab somebody and say, hey, I want to go through this book together, and you both read through it. I just want to encourage you that you can always do that. It's a part of the Christian life. And whether we do it together as a church, that's always something you can do. I also just want to point out, as we're here, we're moving into worship again, as we're responding with worship. That question that Mordecai asks is just so much on the forefront of my brain, and has been throughout this whole sermon series. You know, but who knows that you were not put in this situation for such a time as this? And I think that each of us probably has those situations in our lives that feel terrible, that feel like they are not a part of God's plan. But if we are faithful, like Doreen's group talked about, if we are faithful and if we trust him and if we respond, I think that was in Andrew's group, that if we need to act, we need to do something. If we do that, we are going to see God moving in our lives and here in Portland. And so as we are worshiping, I encourage you can come to the front, you can stay at your seat, but I want you to bring to mind a situation where you're going to ask God, one, to move in that situation, and two, you are going to say, or this is what I encourage you to do, is to say, God, I am going to do what you ask me. I'm going, no matter how scary it seems to me, I'm going to act in the way that I feel you calling me to act. So I encourage you to do those two things. Again, you can come to the altar and do that, or you can do that from your seat. Let's pray before we start singing. Heavenly Father, we thank you that even when you feel so distant, maybe when you even feel unresponsive, that you are not gone, that you are not hiding from us, that you haven't abandoned us. And God, I think here of Portland, where so many of us feel, as Christians, that it sometimes feels hopeless, that there's so many wrongs, so many injustices, so many things that are going on that are not of you. And God, even in the midst of this, we know that you are working and that you have a plan and that you are sovereign. Lord, help us to respond in faith with action. God, in each of our situations, please open up our eyes to what you are calling us to do, and then give us the courage to do it. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.